Our New Testament reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1 and verses 16 to 20. As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Susie. Well, we're going to begin our term thinking about discipleship with this text and the invite of Jesus. So let's pray this morning. Lord God, we thank you that in your Son we are called to be those who follow you, who live our lives with you. Lord, I pray, help us to hear what you have for each one of us this morning. Amen. I'd love you to just take a moment and to think about what is the best invite or invitation you've ever received. Go on, think about it. You got it? You got one? Well, I never forget, one of my top invites was when I worked for the Science Museum. I received an invite to represent the museum at an evening reception at Buckingham Palace, complete with Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip, and Prince Charles, as he was then, and other royals in attendance. And I remember even the invite card was exciting. It kind of had this luxurious, regal quality to it. In fact, I've still got it somewhere amongst my possessions. There is something wonderful about being invited into somebody else's event. Perhaps even being invited to play a part in somebody else's life, isn't there? And whether that's a wedding or a birthday, a family event, a play, somebody's exhibition opening, their works do, the feeling is always the same, isn't it, when we're invited? It's about being seen, known, loved, included, that we mattered enough to be asked. And in today's reading, what I think we see is that the God we've come to know in Jesus is a God of invitation. And it's a personal invitation too. We see that Jesus is in the business of inviting individuals to follow him, to invite me and to invite you. Well, what's that about? What might that mean for us? Well, as we look at this passage, it all takes place right at the beginning of Jesus's ministry. In fact, it's right at the beginning of Mark's gospel in the first chapter. And Jesus is calling his disciples. He is inviting 12 men, because that's what you did back then, to intentionally come and get to know him and to learn from him. And the nature of this invite tells us a lot about the nature of God. And the first thing I think we can read from this is that this call is for everyone, especially those who think it's not for them. You were thinking about the invite that you received. Well, let's think for a second that we all know what the flip side is like, don't we? The flip side of being invited is perhaps knowing when we are not welcome somewhere, right? Yeah, we've all been there. Let's stem the memories before they get too icky. But we probably all have certain places, scenarios, people groups where we feel or that we know we simply don't fit in. It's like me going to the gym. Let's be honest. If I go to a gym, I just don't fit in. It's just not who I am. Now, back in Jesus's day, only certain folks got to hang out with rabbis, with religious teachers like Jesus. And they had quite a strict education system all around that. And we know from history that fishermen like Simon, Andrew, James and John were not invited to hang out with the likes of Jesus. It was simply that, I mean, they literally moved in different social stratas. And these two different layers of society, they just simply never met. And yet, in Jesus's invite, he rides roughshod over the social conventions of his day. And when Jesus asks them to follow me, he's using very specific language in that day, the language of a rabbi, the exact words that a rabbi would use to invite the brightest and best to come and learn from him. Now, Simon, Andrew, James and John were not the brightest and best. In fact, the fact that they were fishermen tells us that they had dropped out of the education system at a relatively early point and joined their family trade. Ordinarily, these are not the folks that you call to follow you and start a world-changing movement with. And yet they are precisely the people that Jesus says, follow me. So if you think that Jesus is not interested in calling you to follow him, I have great news for you. If you are watching this morning, then Jesus is calling you. Because his invite to this life with him, to being a disciple, is for all. Now the next thing we see, this invite is for everyone. And the next part is that we see this is an invite to a place of transformation. Follow me, and I will make you fish for people, says Jesus. You see, the fishermen's lives are going to change if they accept the invite, and they will change in the most incredible way. We know that's our vision as a church. One half of it is to be transformed by Jesus, because that's what happens when we say yes to him. And in following Jesus, the fishermen, they're not only going to find their identity and their worth, but also their true calling, that Jesus had a renewed purpose for them and their lives. And Jesus has incredible plans for your life and for my life, and it's all right there for the taking. And nowadays, when we think about following somebody, we usually think of it in a kind of a social media sort of way, which, if we're honest, isn't really following anyone at all. When you follow somebody on your social media platform of preference, all you're really doing is observing what somebody does from a distance, often a great distance. And following Jesus isn't like that. Following Jesus is not about being distant, but it's about getting close. It's about actually living by his example, not just looking at what he did. That's what Jesus called his first disciples to, and it's what he still calls us to. He offers them and us an extended, close time with him so that we can learn his ways and learn how to live life the way that it's been designed to be lived by God. I honestly believe that many of the answers to our modern ills as a society, you know, particularly here where we are in the West, you know, things like stress, busyness, consumerism, I really think that the answers to those things are found in living like Jesus did, in patterning our lives on his. So we've seen that this invitation is for everyone. It's an invitation to transformation. And there's a third and final, and I think quite beautiful aspect to it, and that is, it's a choice. Notice that Simon and co, they all, it says in the text, they all get up immediately and follow Jesus. And that tells us that they have consciously made a choice to get up and to go and join him. They could have just as easily said, no thanks, I've got fishing to get on with here, thanks. I've got a whole life, it's all sorted. I'm good, thank you. Jesus always invites, but he never forces us to follow him. And if we want all the amazing things that I believe a life with Jesus offers us, we too have to make that choice to follow him. And I think for us as Christians, that choice is a daily choice that we choose to make, to put our lives in his hands, to trust in him and to obey where he calls us to. You know, we're going to see next Sunday, we have confirmations in church, and we're going to see these wonderful people who are making that choice in a public way to follow Jesus with their lives. And I firmly believe, as we begin this new term together, that Jesus is inviting us all afresh today. Those of you who've been around St. Mary's will know that our focus this year is on growing in our faith. And I think for many of us, that invitation from Jesus this term is to go deeper, to invest more time, more choice into taking up what Jesus offers us. Now, for many of us, I think that's going to look like perhaps joining in with some learning outside of Sundays in smaller groups. And our next opportunity is coming up in October. We're going to study Flipped by Malcolm Duncan. And we're going to do that together as a church on Sundays, but also midweek, going that bit deeper in smaller groups with others. So you might want to, when those come out, you might want to sign up and be a part of that journey of going that bit deeper. It might look like buying a copy of the book and exploring the Sunday teaching on a deeper level as you hear it unpacked on a Sunday and then you read it. Maybe you'll want to join the WhatsApp group that we will run to enable you to do that with other people. And again, it might be joining one of the small groups we're going to run in person and online. And we know that we grow the most when we do it with other people. That's the way we've been created to be as churches, to learn as community. And when we do that, when we journey with others, I think we grow more because we're encouraging one another. We're sharing and learning from each other. Now, you might also be watching and kind of go, well, I'm not sure I'm quite ready to jump in that deep. And that's okay too, because starting where you are is also part of the invitation of Jesus. Never forget that he turns up at Simon and Andrew's workplace. He meets them where they are, and he will meet you where you are too. So it might be that this term, if you've joined us more recently, it might be that going deeper looks like coming along each Sunday, either in person or online, or a bit of both. It might be joining us at a social event next Sunday. On the 17th, we've got a brunch before our confirmation service. Why not? If you're newer or if you've been around forever, come on down to that and enjoy some food and some time getting to know other people. But wherever you are, wherever you're at, Jesus is inviting you to know him. To know him deeper and to keep learning from him how to live well. To know him not as an idea, but as a lived reality. And that invite is for you, whoever you are, whatever your life looks like. And the invite, it's now. Jesus has no requirement for you to be ready or perfect or have all the answers together. He just needs you to be brave enough to say, yeah, I'm going to give following you a go. Simon, Andrew, James and John, they changed the world with Jesus. I wonder how much more Jesus might do through the likes of you and I as we follow him today. Amen.